Well, in case you hadn't noticed, I'm here to remind you that Saturday's the 4th of July. It's a great time to get together with friends, maybe have a barbecue, and watch fireworks. Saturday night, many Seattleites will have their eyes on the annual fireworks display over Lake Union. Got us to wondering who designs the display, so we asked Ross Reynolds to find out.
My name is Heather Gobay, and I'm the owner of Western Display Fireworks.
It's a busy weekend for Heather. In addition to Seattle, Western Display Fireworks will be putting on a couple hundred fireworks displays around the region this weekend. They began work on this year's Seattle show right after last year's smoke cleared. And Heather promises some new fireworks this year, including something called a water cake.
A water cake is a product that basically uses the water as a platform to launch. It shoots the pyrotechnics out onto the surface of the water, and then instead of leaving from the barge deck, they leave from the water's surface and function on the water. And there'll be two points in the show where there'll be hundreds of these items that will function off the surface of the water, and I think that'll definitely be something new and distinctive.
Wow. What else new will we see from you this year?
The finale song is Kelly Clarkson, My Country Tis of Thee. There's just hundreds and hundreds of shells that'll go over about a 45-second period. It'll be by far the largest finale that I'm aware of that the Lake Union show's ever had.
I'm just curious about how you align the fireworks with the music. The national anthem has the line, Rockets, Red Glare, so it seems like that it would obviously be a point where you might want to set off some red rockets. Do you go with the clear parallels? Mm-hmm. Like, how do you make the fireworks work with the music?
There's two levels to it. I would say there's the art and then there's the science. The science portion of it is having the best technology in the industry to both design it and then fire it as designed. And so we use a choreography software called Finale that is designed to allow us to choreograph the music down to the 1/100th of a second. And then it also produces a simulation. We can watch the simulation of the display and check for timing and effect.
So you can actually see the music on your computer screen and see simulations of what the fireworks will look like at the same time?
Yes.
Wow.
And then Finale produces a firing script that then we input into our hardware, which is called the Galaxis system. And just the system alone, there'll be over $100,000 worth of equipment used to fire the display.
And then once you hit go, it's pretty much automated?
Yes. All the work is done up front. And then at the point that the show actually starts, once you hit go, the computer takes it from there.
So is fireworks design an art or is it a craft? How do you think of it?
Oh, it's a little of both. You really have to understand the execution portion of it in order to design it, but definitely it's an art. I've seen shows that are very technically precise, but they don't necessarily really connect with the audience. And I think that there's this really fine balance where you want it to have heart and soul as well and really develop the imagery and the emotion of the music as well as, you know, hitting certain notes or having certain precise effects. But you really have to have both.
Now, your family has run Western Display Fireworks since 1948. Is that right?
Yes, it was started by my great-grandfather.
And how long have you worked with the company?
I've been here in some way, shape, or form since it was legal for me to be around the explosives, which is when you're 18.
So now you're running it.
Yes, yes.
What's that like?
Oh, it's really an amazing experience to be involved in so many of these wonderful events. And it's so easy to get caught up in the regulations and the paperwork and all the details that are required to execute a display. But then when you actually go to one of the events and see the audience's reaction and see the magnitude of what you create, it's really kind of humbling for sure.
When you're at a fireworks display that you've designed, how do you know that you're getting the reaction that you intended to get? What do you feel from the audience? What do you hear from the audience?
A lot of times the responses that are most meaningful are the ones that are spontaneous. It's not the clapping at the end or that sort of thing that you tend to expect. It's just these spontaneous responses at points throughout the show where everybody's just like, wow, look at that, you know, and so that's always fun.
Do you still get excited at a fireworks display, Heather?
Oh, yeah, for certain. We just did a big display for the anniversary of Chinook Winds on the Oregon coast over the weekend, and it was just absolutely magical.
Heather Gobay designed the fireworks display for Seattle's 4th of July celebration. That'll be at Gasworks Park on Saturday. Gobay runs Western Display Fireworks in Canby, Oregon. She spoke to Ross Reynolds.